Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 106 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about gay marriage facts.
Yesterday we went to a wedding.
My mother's wedding.
Your mother's wedding, yes. Do you want to share any thoughts about it?
I'm glad that she's happy and she's married.
I'm happy for her. So congratulations to the bride and groom.
It shows that marriage is more of a social construct than a legal construct.
Yeah. And it shows that you can get married at any age. So love is never ending. So good for them.
And we got married almost 9 years ago today. Maybe a couple of weeks.
The 30th was our anniversary. So, yep. Congratulations on that for both of us. Love you.
Love you too.
Doesn't seem like 9 years. It seems a lot shorter.
Sure does.
It does. It's amazing. So I guess that's good though. Like you said, you know, you do it all over again.
Well, as you get older, time seems to pass faster.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
If you think about it, like a three-year-old, a year is like one-third of their life. That's like an enormous amount of time. And you get to 10 years old, you know, that's like one-tenth of your life. When you get to our age, it's just a minuscule piece of your life.
Exactly. It's funny. But yeah, it's funny. I remember being a freshman in high school going, oh my God, I got to do 4 years of this. It's going to take forever, 4 years of my life. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. 4 years. And now I came out here in 92 and I've lived here more than half my life now. And I never thought, you know, being from New Jersey and coming out here, and it's like, I would love to go back and relive those 4 years or go back to college. It seems once you're at a formal schooling, time flies. So it's just odd how that works. So it's always, I joke at work about how, I mean, 1 hour work seems like forever, but your 1 hour lunch break feels like it's 5 minutes long. So, all right, well, let's get into it.
The share of Americans who favor same-sex marriage grew steadily for almost the last decade, but public support has leveled off in the last few years.
Okay.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think what happened is people have gotten complacent because it's a non-issue. It's legal.
Definitely a non-issue.
Yeah.
It's not in the headlines anymore. People have just come to accept it as a part of life.
So, which is good. But it makes me nervous with the Supreme Court, the way it sits right now. The fact that, you know, what Thomas wrote, was it Obergefell? Yeah. About how we need to re-look at some of the same-sex marriage.
In fact, all of the privacy laws built upon the Constitution, they want to revisit.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous. So we need to be careful about that, because I do not want to lose our marriage. Well, our marriage is safe, I think. You know what I mean? They might be able to take it away, but I don't think you're going to up and leave me tomorrow if the Supreme Court decides.
Just waiting for the ink to dry on the paper.
Shut up. Me too, then. Ha ha. It's mutual. So
That has broader implications. If all those privacy laws, the right to interracial marriages, the right to receive whatever publications you want in the mail, the right to have contraceptives and use them. Privacy issues that they want to revisit.
It's not just one issue. It's a broader spectrum of things.
I wouldn't be surprised if they try to make abortion illegal nationwide, and then they want to decide that contraception is pre-abortion.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's, well, right now they're blocking something in the house, aren't they, with contraceptives?
Yeah, the, even though 75% of the population believes that contraception is good and we should have it, a few Republicans decided to vote against it and block it in Congress.
Wow.
Yeah, it's it just shows how out of touch they are with the rest of the population.
The nation, yeah, exactly. Okay. 79% of Americans who are religiously unaffiliated favor same-sex marriage. Among white evangelical Protestants, however, only 29% favor same-sex marriage. Are you surprised?
I'm surprised it's not bigger for evangelicals.
Yeah. You mean smaller?
Well, I guess it depends on how,
yeah, how you look at it.
Where you're putting the decimals.
Yeah.
They don't seem to think for themselves. They seem to rely on their ministers to do all their thinking for them.
Yeah, but we're the sheep. So, yeah, I just, this goes back to what, how does my happiness affect your life?
Well, obviously by those statistics, it's all a religious thing. It's not a societal thing.
Yeah.
Because people who have no religion are overwhelmingly in favor of it.
But like, yeah, but like, how does my happiness affect your invisible being? You know what I mean? So,
because God told me to hate you.
It's ridiculous. But you know, Christians are supposed to, what would Jesus do? That's what you look at him and say, you know, would Jesus hate me? So,
at one of the gay pride things that we protest, well, we didn't protest at, but we had a presence at, we handed out these flyers that I made up. It was 8.5 by 11, folded in half, and on the front cover it says, a complete Bible transcript of everything Jesus said about gays. And you open it up and it's blank on the inside.
Yeah. It's a new occurrence, isn't it? It's the...
What?
Well, it's not an occurrence, but hasn't it just been recently written into the Bible pretty much about homosexuals and Jesus? Or interpreted?
Recently, as like in 8,000 years ago, I don't know.
No, I thought there was, okay, forget it, never mind.
But there literally is nothing that Jesus said about, or like for or against gay people anywhere in the Bible.
Yeah. That's, So recently it's been written into the Bible then that Jesus did say it, or they're just impugning it?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So there's nothing in the Bible about homosexuality?
Oh, there is in the Old Testament, which was all struck down by the New Testament.
Okay.
And I think James in his letters to the whatever's people condemned homosexuality a lot.
Okay.
But that wasn't Jesus.
Yeah. Well, screw James. I'm kidding. No, not really. Okay.
45% of adults in the silent generation, those born between 1928 and 1945, favor allow gays and lesbians to wed, compared to 74% of millennials born between 1981 and 1996.
This goes back to just the old school thinking, I think. You know, just different generation. You know, there's open-minded. Homosexuality is a sin. You don't want to be queer. That's what I think.
It's what they're used to.
I'm not giving them a pass by any means, but
I was surprised by the term silent generation. I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. Yeah, because I guess that would be the ones born right after World War One.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're right during the Great Depression.
So I guess maybe people solidify their thinking sometime in their 30s and then they just don't ever change after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. So, but I'm surprised that 74% of millennials, I thought it would be a little bit higher. I mean, that's still pretty
high.
Some
of those are evangelical Christians.
That's true. Yeah. They can't all be open-minded. I guess that is 3 out of 4 people, so.
And as far as progressive ideas on marriage, it seems to me like the older people have been more thoughtful about it.
Okay.
You don't see a lot of older people like my mother getting married.
No.
I think that may have to do with government benefits, because you get more money if you're two singles than if you're a married couple.
Okay.
They don't want to give up those benefits.
Yeah. Well, and then also, I think that generation, a lot of that generation would stay married no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
They it's no matter how bad the marriage was, you stayed with your
mm-hmm.
wife, husband or wife. You know, you didn't run off to get divorced like now, like how the generations are now. No matter what happened, you.
And you didn't have these TV shows where they have a contest and the two winners get married, and then a week later have it.
Yeah.
Get a divorce.
That's what happened in The Golden Bachelor.
That's the respect for marriage that Christians think that we're violating.
Yeah. Yeah, but they make TV fodder for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a holy matrimony, but let's make it for TV fodder and it's supposed to be such a holy practice, and you know, it's like what the pastor was saying yesterday, just some of it I just wanted to laugh at, and just knowing the circumstances.
Oh. Yeah, and he was reading it reading it right out of the book.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just kind of chuckled though. I'm like, nailed that one on the. Nah. We'll just kind of kick that one to the curb. That's a nice suggestion. So, but yeah, I think that's okay.
Guess that we're gonna let that.
Yeah, we're going to let
Peter out.
Yeah. Okay. Republicans and Republican-leaning independents are much less likely to favor same-sex marriage than Democrats and Democratic-leaners. 44% versus 75%. Doesn't surprise me.
That's not a big surprise to me.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. So,
And I kind of wonder if you polled Republican leadership separately from Republican followers, if there would be a big difference. I don't know. When you poll people, often people will they'll say things that are not what they truly think.
Yeah, it's what the society wants them to think, or they think society wants them to think.
Almost every time that there is a presidential poll, they'll have polls right before the presidential election.
Hmm.
And they go, oh, people are, overwhelmingly going to vote for this candidate. Well, that's because that's what people will say to somebody else when they're asked.
Mm.
But in the privacy of the polling booth, I think they're a lot more honest.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. What kills me about this statement is, isn't the Republican Party the one that's...
less government?
Less government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yet they love to... get their grubby little fingers in.
Legislate our marriage. Private women's medical decisions.
Yeah, it's they should just call it the hypocrisy party. The
hypocrisy party.
Yeah, really, because, I mean, they're such liars and such bullshitters.
Really, the only time they're actually for less government is when it's tax time.
Exactly. But other than that, they love meddling in everyone's mm-hmm. business and stuff like that. But the Democrats are the evil ones. So.
I saw a cartoon the other day. A woman was holding up a brand new baby. And the other woman says, is it a boy or is it a property of the government?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But it's I love how they're real big about... you can't have an abortion, blah, blah, blah. You have to have the baby, Once you have the baby, though, we're not going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck.
Then you're moochers.
Yeah, you're moochers and you're welfare queens and, mm-hmm. It just kills me. It really kills me.
Every once in a while, somebody points out to me, somebody on social media wrote a post that said they should give the death penalty to women who get an abortion. That's the kind of convoluted thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, she killed a fetus, so we should kill her. How is that pro-life?
Yeah, the one life is more important than the other one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. It's just, it's mind-numbingly stupid. And just,
People are mind-numbingly stupid.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
61% of same-sex cohabiting gay couples are married, compared to 53% of heterosexual couples. I found this surprising.
Why?
I just really didn't think there would be more gay couples getting married than straight couples.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's because we couldn't for so long. These couples have decided we're not going to squander it.
Yeah. That's true. It could be.
And when you've struggled for so long to be recognized and be happy together, it makes you more aware that it's something that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it's just also heterosexuals just take it for granted?
When you get to a certain age, they start asking, why aren't you married?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I remember before me and Karen had a deal. Like, if this is before I was out and really, thought I was still straight. Karen's a good friend of mine that I grew up with. Well, doesn't matter. But we had a deal with when I turned 30, and if we were still single, that we would marry each other. Never came to be, but I know a lot of people who like joke around about that. They don't marry their best girlfriend or guy friend. But yeah, just a little tidbit, just kind of silly, but.
I've heard something similar. Two gay guys want to get married for the benefits, but can't. And two lesbians want to get married for the benefits and can't. So they marry each other's partners.
So they can actually get benefits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great that we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had really no problem with me getting on your benefits, did we? We had to jump through a little bit of hoops, didn't we?
We've been married for so long.
No, I mean, but when we went to get benefits for, like, health benefits through your employment.
But we were already married.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there was nothing to stop them.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry about that. I've heard that people have done that in the past and still probably do it.
Possibly in countries where marriage is not allowed.
Yeah. So.
It kind of would seem like an ideal situation. It would be very hard to, for any kind of government entity to overturn that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marriage between same-sex couples is legally performed and recognized in 37 of 195 countries worldwide, with a total population of 1.4 billion people, or 17% of the world's population.
I'm surprised. Part of me is surprised that it's that high. Part of me is surprised that it's that low.
Only 37 countries out of almost 200.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Yeah. Wonder how many of those are third world countries.
Oh, probably most all of them.
Majority of them.
And Muslim countries.
Mm-hmm. Where it's,
17% of the world's population is gay married.
That's small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, less than 1 out of 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we are fortunate in the United States about what we can, about marriage. and how we are treated here compared to other countries, like in Muslim countries in the Middle East, being hung or mutilated.
Well, our marriage came from constitutional review.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the way that most countries end up getting it. Having it passed by popular vote or some politician out of the blue suggesting it hardly ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens because gay people fought for it.
Make it
in
happen.
The courts.
Make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else to add to that? Or?
No.
Okay. 35 countries have definitions of marriage in their constitutions that prevent marriage between couples of the same sex.
About the same number of countries who have gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually written in their constitution. That's just...
That's sad.
It's awful.
That's terrible. I mean, it's almost like specific... I mean, it's hate-guided right at... And it's in the constitution of the country. You know what I mean?
You'd think they would be embarrassed to have animus in their words.
You would think. They're probably proud of it.
A lot of them.
Yeah. I imagine there's people in this country that wish it was written into our constitution.
Hmm. Russia is not one of those.
Really?
Even though they're very, very anti-gay, they still don't have anything anti-gay in their constitution.
Hmm. That surprises me.
Me too.
That really surprised me because they're very anti-gay.
Their stance on gays is that it's morally... what's the right word? Anyway, if you hold up a gay flag or you sing a gay song or something, that you're a bad influence on society. You're basically, they're saying you're evil.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing in their constitution.
Hmm.
Of course, interpreting it the way that they do, they can say anything is gay.
That's true.
It's not written in the constitution. It's up to however the authorities want to interpret it.
What Putin's feeling like that day. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
In some ways, you know, I think it would be better to have it in the constitution where at least you know...
Where you stand.
Yeah, what the words are and whether you're violating or not.
Yeah, but so it doesn't change with the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
But our rights... I saw somebody on Mastodon say, well, just why do gay people need a Pride Month? And somebody else came along and said, because you don't have to worry every 4 years if somebody's going to vote your rights away.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You're very true. I mean, we got it after so long, after fighting for it for so long, and it can be taken away just like that.
Mm.
And that's very scary. But we need that Pride Month because people need to know. There's still so many kids out there that are killing themselves when they, you know what I mean, they figure out that they are gay.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a right to be proud.
And if you could take them to a parade where there's 500 million people.
Mm-hmm. Just like them.
Yeah.
Where something they can equate to. Because, you know, we still are a minority.
Mm-hmm.
A very large minority, but we are a minority.
And now they're thinking maybe as much as 17% of the population, which is enough to shift any election.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our vote matters.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. So people get out and vote. As, you know, you might not think it does matter, especially on a local level. So.
Especially if you're gay and you're married.
Mm-hmm.
You vote to keep that.
Yeah. Yep, because your voice counts.
It could go away.
Yeah.
And imagine how... everything would change in your all the legal documents and things that you take for granted is yours because you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Would suddenly go away.
Go away. Yeah, it would affect your life more than you think it would.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some people just it will, and it'll affect a lot of other people's lives also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like if they did take it away, would we still be able to have health insurance together?
It would just depend on the whims of the company.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like it was before.
Mm-hmm. So, Okay. Female same-sex marriage is practiced in Kenya, in Nigeria. However, this is not as seen as homosexual, but is instead a way for families without sons to perpetuate inheritance and family lineage.
I found that fact to be quite interesting.
Especially
Kenya and Nigeria, who are the two probably most anti-gay countries in the world.
They'll kill you, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think
yes,
it's like
the death penalty.
Death penalty, like beheading or something like mm-hmm. that, if they find out, yeah.
But they let women get married for inheritance.
That's bizarre. That's very bizarre.
Now, it could be, it could come from a long line of African culture. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. That's the only thing I could imagine. So, like, way back when. Like a social norm that's been passed down through generations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that has to be it. That would be the only thing that would make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Well, and we often talk about, you know, the advantage of a gay marriage is the rights and responsibilities that come with marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the reason people get married. People don't get married for legal documents. They get married because they love each other.
Yeah. Well, there should be. That's the idea. They should, but they're, sadly. And more straight people seem to do that.
Do what?
For not out of love, but more of the other.
Are you talking about arranged marriages?
Yeah. Yeah. But no, gay people...
I haven't heard of any arranged gay marriages.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is gay people get married out of love, where the straight people seem to get married just because they can.
Maybe to stop the pressure from others on why aren't you getting married?
And shotgun wedding.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I don't think...
That was my mother's wedding yesterday. That was probably a shotgun wedding.
You better watch. What would you do if you do have a little brother on the way? I mean, it could make national news. Or sister, little brother, little sister. Yeah, that'd be a little. Yeah, that's not even attempt fate or anything with that. That would be, well, because someone's, your mom's old enough where if that, knowing this will never ever happen, but who would raise the kid?
Mm-hmm.
Not me and you, so.
Oh, I don't know. We'd probably step up, but.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I guess we got nothing else to say on this matter. This actually, I thought this was going to be a very depressing conversation.
You did?
But it actually.
I thought these facts were fascinating.
Yeah, they are. They are. But sometimes this can either go one way or the other sometimes, especially with, you know.
Having just gone to a marriage yesterday, or a wedding yesterday, I thought these were appropriate.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was interesting, definitely. So, and it was a good topic today. So, how about, what's your favorite joke this week, though?
Did you know that all marriages are same-sex marriages?
No.
You get married, and from then on, it's the same sex.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. All right.
We hope you enjoyed episode 106 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.